A wise man makes his own decisions. An ignorant man follows public opinion. A Chinese proverb. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Gym Rat Jay, and I'm your host, Jay. And I am very excited for this episode. This is going to be a good one. Now, if you're new to the channel, let me just introduce myself really quick to you. I played college ball, and it was super amazing experience. I also have been working as a basketball trainer, and it's been very educational and enlightening. But I created this podcast, Gym Rat Jay, to reach out to as many parents, players, and coaches to offer the tools and skills that are needed for on the court as well as off the court, so you can be the best person that you can be. So with that, let's get right into it, shall we? Is having a personal trainer a good idea? Now, you might be thinking that I'm already biased to this because I've already been working as a personal trainer, right? But it's actually a little bit more complicated to answer that. I want you to get the full perspective on, well, I want you to have the pros and the cons of this, because I believe that there are good things and bad things for both. I believe there's a lot to learn from both. And in all honesty, I've had personal trainers with basketball, and it was super helpful for me. And I'll get more into detail with that in a bit. But as I go through these pros and these cons, as I talk to you about what you might want to consider, I want you to think about this in your shoes. What are you going through? What is your situation? What are your priorities? What do you want to accomplish, right? This is all about your perspective, right? So just keep that in mind as I go through this. Now, back to the question, is having a personal trainer a good idea? Let's go through the pros. The first pro that I can think of is if you have a personal trainer, you hire him, you pay the money, right? They will do everything they can to help you succeed. That alone is a huge incentive, right? They're your employee. They're going to do whatever they can to help you succeed, because it not only is a good experience, right, but it makes them look good, right? If like me as a personal trainer, for example, I want my students to be the best athletes that they can be, to be the best people that they can be for that matter. But in this situation, definitely the best athlete, because that's what my reputation is based off of, right? That's how I get better. That's how I get more athletes. That's how I get paid, quite frankly. So that's something that you really should consider. Just in that alone is not a disadvantage ever. Number two, you learn their love of basketball. There's such a thing as love languages or subtle communications, whatever. I've talked about this in my intro episode, but everyone has their love for basketball. People play differently because they have different styles. They have different ways of going about the game. And if you can learn your trainer's love or passion or desire for the sport, that could be very beneficial for you down the road. And keep in mind, this is for any age group, right? I mean, whether you're even a parent, you're considering getting your kid into something like this, or you're a college athlete already making it in the big leagues for, you know, per se, or, you know, you're a junior high kid, a grade school kid, you just want to get better, right? This is not age specific. And I want to emphasize that right now before I dive deeper into this stuff, because like I keep saying, everyone can get better. Everyone can improve in some way or another. You know, even we watch these NBA players. I'll take LeBron, for example, right? Fantastic athlete, but he still has glitches in his game. And he definitely would be on the side of, you know, personal trainer. He's a professional athlete. He can pay people millions, but even someone like him needs coaching. Even someone like him could use that benefit. And I guess that's kind of leading into my next thought is, or the next pro, having someone there, having someone invested in you is a massive confidence builder. It's huge, even for people that are in the professional leagues, right? And I'm talking on the court and off the court, just something like, you know, a text, right? Just saying like, hey, like, how did you do in your game today, right? And you can report to them and you can be like, oh, I did good on this, but, you know, I could have improved on something else. That trainer, if they're good, right, they'll say, all right, well, we'll work on that other thing tomorrow morning. Get some sleep. Let's get out and let's hit the gym hard tomorrow, right? Just something like that is very important in the long term, right? Because we can get burnt out. We can get discouraged. That can lead us down a road of not doing so well in the games, right? And the last pro that I can think of that would be really applicable is simply exposure, right? And I believe that most people who play basketball want to get better for a reason. Most personal trainers should have connections. Now, I'm not saying every personal trainer is going to have, you know, speed dialed for Coach K or anything like that. But what I mean by connections is, let's say you're 12 years old and you're trying to make it on the club team. They'll have connections to different AAU squads and, you know, the different people around the area that you may live in that are invested in the same type of sport as you. You know, you can branch out to more athletes. You can branch out to more coaches. You can learn more from different people, right? These personal trainers live and breathe basketball. That's what they do. That's what we do. I'm one, right? I'm one of them, right? That's what we do. And that's how this is our passion. This is our love for the game, right? Utilize that love. You know, take advantage of what we have to offer to help you get better in more ways than just basketball, right? We can teach you skills. We can teach you ways to succeed. So kind of wrap things up with the pros. There's a lot of positivity in having a personal trainer kind of on your hip. You know, it's like I just thought of this, but maybe it's a lot like a hype coach, you know, just this hype guy just in the background, just always pumping you up, you know, getting you ready for the day. That would be a pretty good example for what you might expect. Now that leads to the cons, what you're expecting, right? I'm painting a pretty positive picture right now of how personal trainers are your hype coach. They're right. They're your best friend. They're texting you positivity and stuff. But that might not be the case. You need to be careful who you hire. You need to be careful who you give your money to, who you trust, because some people aren't as invested in stuff like this. Some people just go through the motions. They might not be invested in you per se. They might be more interested or distracted with other things. That could be an issue. That can be a big issue and a big concern, especially for someone like you who's invested in the sport and who wants to get better. So that's something that you would have to consider. You would have to choose your personal coach carefully. If you're religious, I would honestly say pray about it. If you're not religious, just do your studying. Well, do your studying anyway, if you're religious or not, but do your studying, do your due diligence, and really consider all of your options before you dive into it, right? My next con would have to be it's all about you and it's not about the team. Now, this one may be a little weird, but basketball is what? It's a team sport, right? And working on just you with zero context to a team setting can be a disadvantage. It can put you three steps back instead of two steps forward. And the reason I say that is because I've even made this mistake where I'm coaching kids and stuff, and I've noticed that I'm coaching them on, you know, okay, we got to get that handle tighter. We got to help you finish at the rim better. And, you know, those are all good things. But I remember when I was working with my personal trainer and he was teaching me, and he would always teach me in the context of a game. For example, like we would be doing, you know, different types of layups, reverse layups, or not to get into too much detail, but we would be working on finishing at the rim. And every now and then he'd say, okay, kick it out to the three. and I would just chuck it out to the three, because that in that context, that would be open, right? And that's way oversimplifying it, but basically, you need to figure out a way to have someone there to help you grow individually, but also help your team as well, but also help you be a really good teammate, because basketball, like I said, is a team sport. It's not all about you. All right, now this is the last con. And I think this is the epiphany for me when I was getting ready to record this podcast. Is a personal coach, a trainer, cannot replace the value of experience. Experience is everything when it comes to being an athlete. You look at the best players in the world. They might be good. You know, they might be good when they're first starting off, but they're not great until they have experience. That's why we value, off the top of my head, that's why we value Michael Jordan being one of the best NBA players of all time, is because his experience in things like winning championships or winning MVPs or scoring titles or defensive player of the years, whatever it might be, right? It's because of the experience of these things. That's what makes us good. Simply playing basketball is experience, right? Going to your local old man open gym and getting the crap knocked out of you, you know, because no one calls fouls at open gyms, right? And the old guys throwing those elbows and stuff and is giving you bruises in your ribs, you know, that's experience, man. That's getting in the grind, and that's going every other night just to get better, just to learning how to finish around the rim, or to shoot better, to get in the gym and just to work, you know, just simply the old fashioned, just going to work. And I don't think, like I said, I definitely love the pros of having a personal coach, but I don't think that it could ever replace just going to work. You know, I don't think it would ever replace that. Kind of to wrap things up with the cons, I think having a personal coach is going to add to your game tremendously, but I don't think it should ever replace the work ethic you have for it, right? You still need to get into the gym every day if you can, every other day if that's all you have. I still think if you're serious about playing basketball, you should work hard at it by yourself. You know, I had a math tutor once, and she was a very patient lady, very, very patient. And I remember I was never good at math, but that's because I never really cared about it. I never tried too hard. And I remember that she was very frustrated with me sometimes because she knew I had a lot more potential. I mean, looking back on it, I probably had more potential. It's be optimistic here for me. But she knew I had a lot of potential, but I never fulfilled it. At least not in the time span that she knew me, right? It wasn't until after that I understood. I never put the work in. I never loved it. I never understood it. I never appreciated. And because of that, I failed the benefit of having a tutor. I failed. It was a disappointment, and she obviously couldn't do the work for me. I had to do it for myself. So bringing it back to basketball, doing the work by yourself is the most important thing to remember. Nothing can replace what you do. Nothing. And that goes back to the quote at the beginning. Are you wise or are you ignorant? You know what's best for you. Something I want you to remember is, no matter what you decide, if you envision yourself as the best player you can be, then you'll know what to do, right? Because envisioning yourself at the goal is the goal, right? That's what you want to achieve. That's the outcome you wish to have. But then you backtrack. But then you think about a process that got you to that dream you have, right? that's what you should do. If you envision yourself getting really good by going to open gyms every other night, do it, right? You don't need a personal trainer, do it. If that's how you envision yourself succeeding, then that's what you need to do. Now, if you do that for 2 months or something like that, if you do that for a while and you come back to that thought and you envision yourself being the best player you could possibly be, and then you backtrack again, and then you see yourself maybe being involved with a personal coach or going a different route, maybe going AAU team or whatever. My point being is your opinion or your viewpoint might change. And I think that a good way to map out what you need to do is to envision yourself being the success that you're trying to become. And then working backwards from that and seeing that process and seeing that path, making a map for yourself so you're not making it, you know, overcomplicated, right? So if I were to give you any advice, that's what I would say, is just to remember to envision yourself being the success that you've always wanted to be. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Next week is going to be great. Trust me. For those of you who are asking yourself what qualities as an athlete or a coach you might be lacking, this next episode is going to be really good for you. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be having our first guest speaker or interview. I don't know if we call him a speaker or interview, but I'm really excited for it. It's going to be the first one for this podcast. So stay tuned for that. Really hyped for it. Anyway, wrapping things up, stay alert for the new episodes. Tell your friends and please follow the channel for the new content. It's going to be at bare minimum every week. I'm trying to get more episodes out sooner than that, but expect new episodes at the minimum each week. You can reach me on Instagram or Facebook. Just look up JimRatJ and feel free to reach out to me at any time with questions or topics you want to discuss. And that's it, guys. Till next time. Thank you.